Hi, it's the Bob and Rob Show. This is Bob.
And this is Rob.
Let's see. How you doing, Rob?
Oh, pretty good, thank you, Bob.
Yeah?
Pretty good, yeah. And you? How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
All right.
Yeah.
Glad to hear it.
Yeah.
Glad to hear it.
So, Rob, you missed out on the party last night.
All right, yeah. You had a Skycast. How was it?
We had a Skype cast. And by the way, you misspelt it on the blog. There's no E on the end of cast.
Oh, I apologize. I'll
That's all right. People were asking where you were.
Oh, dear.
And I had to make an excuse. I said that you were in the hospital, that you had a climbing accident.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah. It was weird, though, being there without you, Rob. We're like strawberries and cream. You
can't that's have actually a simile.
We're like ham and eggs.
Right.
We're like yin and yang.
Chalk and cheese. Oh, no, that's the opposite.
Wine and chocolate.
Right.
I felt like sushi without rice.
That's a good note.
Yeah. It was also hard because I didn't have a laugh track. So if I told a joke, nobody laughed.
Ah, right.
Well, I think Ignacio laughed
right.
a little bit. So okay. Thank you, Ignacio. It was really interesting that we talked about a few things. I think there were around 11 people there. People from China, Brazil, Japan,
wow.
France. Other countries, but one of the things we talked about how technology is making it so much easier to learn languages.
Right.
The Skype cast being an example.
Right.
And just the fact that you can get content now. If you want to study English, there's so much content available online. And not only text, but listening as well.
Sure.
So where were you, Rob?
Well,
leaving me all alone.
As I mentioned a few weeks ago,
the Bob and Rob Show?
I've still got an old modem system, and just takes...
You know, I called you a Luddite. Is it Luddite or Luddite?
A Luddite, yeah.
Yeah, I said that you were a Luddite. I hope you're not mad.
No, that's fine. Yeah, my system's very old, and that's why I can't.
Are you scared of technology, Rob?
No,
don't
but
be scared.
It's
you've got me.
It's
I'll
expensive.
Help you.
But I should get broadband.
You should do it for the Bob and Rob Show.
I should, yeah.
You should do it for our listeners, Rob.
I ought to make the effort.
Anyway, with the Skype cast, hold on.
Ladies and gentlemen, sorry about that. We didn't realize that our mics weren't plugged in, so we were talking into the computer microphone.
So, techie
it's
Bob?
Rob's fault.
Thank you, Bob.
I asked Rob to check
well done,
that,
Bob.
And
yes.
he didn't.
Nice job, Bob.
Well, anyway,
yes.
Boy, we're pros, aren't we?
Right.
Let's, anyway, with the Skype casts, what I think would be good is if one of our listeners wants to set one up, they can. And they can send me an email, and I will announce it on the show. I'm quite busy, so I won't be able to do it very often. But
right,
some
yeah,
of our maybe. Listeners could do that.
I think, as you said before, it's utilizing technology to further their skill, their language learning.
So, yeah, I think so.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity.
It's wonderful. Anyway, we should move on here. We wasted some time talking into the microphone. So
yeah, sorry about that.
Let's do some phrasal verbs.
Sure. Yeah. This week I thought we could talk about come across.
Come across.
To come across something. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, we come across a bit incompetent.
Today we did.
With the podcast.
Today we came across very incompetent.
So what would that meaning of come across be?
That would mean to seem at first.
Or appear,
yeah. And that's an intransitive verb.
So like, for example, he came across as rather rude, but he isn't. He's really a nice person.
Right, yeah.
He appears
actually,
rude, come
sure.
across.
He came across as rude initially, at first,
yeah.
at first meeting. But actually, you know, he's not that bad. He's
okay.
quite a nice guy.
All right. What's another
Another one is an inseparable phrase, which means to discover something by accident.
Oh.
So, for example, a few weeks ago, I was in Tokyo and I came across this great little bar.
Oh, I came across.
I
use that quite a bit, actually.
Yeah, it's
rather
very common.
Than discovered, came
sure.
across.
Sure, yeah. Yeah, it's much more common than discover, yeah.
I think also sometimes come across, you can use it in art or mm-hmm. in writing.
Right, yeah.
For example, her ideas came across with great force in the book.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
So artistic expression.
Right, right, yeah.
It her could be ideas used in, came across well.
Yeah, in movies or books mm-hmm. or, yeah.
Any that's very common, though, this phrasal verb, come across.
Yeah, so, it's a good one to know.
Anyway, I hope we didn't come across as bungling and incompetent with the first part of our show.
Right.
It's like the old days when we first started.
Yes.
Okay, let's move on here. Today, instead of a joke or a commercial, we're going to do what's called a PSA, a public service announcement. Now, these are quite popular in the U.S.
Uh-huh.
They're basically announcements that inform the public about safety and health information.
Right.
Usually, they're on the radio or on TV. Mm-hmm. And they also can inform people about community services or public things that are public affairs. But they're produced and programmed much like commercials, they're short.
Right.
And a lot of times there's acting and there's maybe a story or a skit. And usually they're not for profit because they're public service announcements.
So it's the government which...
The government or maybe...
non-profit organization.
A non-profit organization might
make
an ad. For example, the government might make one that encourages people to volunteer, or a pet shelter where they adopt pets might make a PSA, public service announcement, telling people to adopt pets. And even though they're sometimes they're supposed to be serious, they're kind of funny too.
Right.
One of the ones there was one in the 80s that was really popular, a public service announcement warning kids not to take drugs.
All right.
I don't know if you ever saw it in the UK, but it had a frying pan. It showed a frying pan, a hot frying pan skillet, and this announcer said, "This is your brain." And then they drop an egg and crack an egg into the skillet. And it's going, this is your brain on drugs. Any questions? It was pretty clever, but it was also kind of funny. People made fun of it. This is your brain. This is your brain on drugs. Any questions?
Right, yeah. That's interesting.
But anyway, Rob, I've got a present for you today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, this is a public service announcement by someone named Doris Roberts, who apparently she's a famous Italian-American actress that's appeared on TV shows and
well, maybe only in America.
But anyway, this is for you, Rob.
Thanks very much.
From me, let's listen.
Okay.
A message from the National Italian American Foundation.
It's a great heritage to be an Italian. Italy has given the world for centuries the most extraordinary paintings, art, music, architecture, engineering. It's the love of life that's extraordinary. It's a love of family. It's a love of relationship. It's just love on a great, big, wonderful scale.
The Italian-American heritage. Live it. Love it. Celebrate it.
Marvelous. Excellent.
Yeah. Does that make you proud to be
half Italian?
Half Italian?
Yes, it does indeed. Yeah. Oh, yes, yes. And in fact, the World Cup's on at the moment, and I'm supporting Italy.
Are you?
Of course.
What? Well, I'm from the UK.
But my blood's actually Italian.
Your blood.
Yep, both my parents are Italian, and hence...
And your brain is, too.
I guess.
It's a noodle.
It's fried.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah,
well, you're supporting Italy.
Well, I'd like to see England do well as well, of course. But.
Anyway, I have the transcript for the public service announcement, so you can put that in the show notes.
Right, yeah. Okay. We don't really have them in Britain. We used to, I think, a long time ago, in the 1950s, but not these days.
No.
Do you still have them in America?
Yeah, they're really popular.
Wow, right.
They're
interesting.
All the time. We'll do more in the future.
Yeah,
because they're really funny.
They're great and good for language learning.
Good for learning about culture. Yeah. Okay, well, this is a nice segue into Both Sides of the Pond.
Right, yeah.
What do you got for today, Rob?
I've got a little mixture of pronunciation differences and words which are different, words which are used differently.
Okay, throw one at me.
Okay, in Britain we say vase.
Oh, we say vase.
Vase? Sounds like face.
Vase. Yeah, you put flowers in a vase.
We put flowers in a vase.
Oh, okay. That sounds so haughty and arrogant.
How about this one? Aluminium.
Aluminum.
Aluminum.
Yeah.
Wow. So the spelling is different as well.
I guess.
Okay. Yeah. Right.
Aluminum.
That's that kind, that tin metal. Yeah.
Aluminium. Yeah. How about parentheses?
In Britain, we say brackets.
Brackets.
Yeah.
Around a sentence, the little...
Yep.
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay.
And when we get a correct answer, our teacher ticks it.
A tick. Oh, you mean a check.
All right.
C-H-E-C-K.
Right. You check it in America. Mm-hmm. Okay.
How about at work, the boss gives you a raise. Your pay increases.
Oh.
A raise.
Oh, you say raise?
Well, you can, or your wages would rise.
Yeah.
Sometimes your wages rise.
Okay.
Do you say the same thing?
We would say raise as well.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Get a raise. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or I guess they're interchangeable, raise and rise.
How would you say in the UK, the man is happy? How would you say that?
The man is happy.
In British English.
The man is happy. The man. Which particular man? Are we just talking?
How would you say the man is happy?
Probably the same way.
Of course!
Actually, Bob, I just have
you're actually thinking about it.
Trying to think about
it's
that
It's just
one.
A joke, Rob.
Yeah.
You think too much.
Excellent. previously in the show when we had when we were just using the old mics, you said, that's where Seattle's at. Now, is that standard American English?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Maybe it's bad English.
All right, but it's common.
That's where Seattle is.
Right, okay.
That's where I would say that's where Seattle is. I never said that, Rob.
Oh.
Don't embarrass me.
But no, but I would just a point, because I think it probably is quite common in American English, is it not?
Well, of course. All if right. I say it, it's got to be common. Yeah. I don't make mistakes, Rob.
Sure.
But, it's interesting, though, that
we don't say that in the
native
UK.
English speakers often disagree,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes even make mistakes.
Oh, yeah.
Native English speakers. Like, we were having a debate in our office. One teacher was saying, you can say funner. For example, Disneyland is funner than the movies.
Sure.
But in English, generally we say more fun.
That's right.
Disneyland is more fun than the movies.
Yeah.
But it's becoming more popular, saying funner.
Right.
But a lot of times, I mean, it's wrong, but in casual conversation, younger people are using it more.
That's true. Yeah, that's a whole other show. And that guy who said that has got a PhD. He's a doctor.
Yeah, and he says funner.
My word, yeah.
I tell you, where's the world going?
It's a funny old business, eh?
It is. So anyway, the song for today is another present for you. It's called Summer in Britain. Because it's summer now, and I thought it would be nice to have a summer theme song.
Great.
And if Rob's not too lazy, maybe he'll listen to it and put the lyrics in the show notes.
Right. Okay.
We'll see. If they're not there, then you know who to blame.
Yes. My fault.
Yes.
Who's it by, Bob?
That's a good question. I don't know. I forgot to make a note of that.
No problem.
But we'll put that in the show notes.
Sure.
It's called Summer in Britain. This is really a bad show, isn't it, today?
No,
we're just making all these mistakes.
We start off
not using our mics, and then, you know... I forget.
But it was lucky that you came across our mistakes.
Hey, way to put the phrasal verb in there. Excellent.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, I guess we have to go teach our class, don't we?
Right, yeah. I think we should we should say that we didn't get to all of the comments on the blog. We're going to try and get to your comments in the next show.
In the next show, yeah. Someone asked a question about something I said on the last show, but I can't remember it right now. Sorry.
A bit incompetent today, aren't we?
We are very incompetent today, much more than usual. I mean, we're generally just incompetent, but we're extremely incompetent today. We're like old sushi.
I think it's to do with the rainy season.
I think the rainy season is just kind of slowing us down.
The suyu. They call it suyu in Japan.
Suyu, yeah.
Must be affecting our brains.
I think so. And then after the rainy season, it's going to get hot and humid.
Well, it's going to get even more hotter and more humid.
Yes.
And that won't be funner, will it?
Hey!
Sorry.
Don't teach our listeners incorrect English.
That won't be more fun.
Yeah. More fun, yeah. Right. Well, Rob, before we make another mistake or lose all our listeners, I think we better wrap this show up.
Sure, good idea.
Okay, well, everyone, thank you for bearing with us and actually wasting your time listening to another silly edition of the Bob and Rob Show. And I'm leaving. Goodbye.
That's good.
When summer is coming and the sun starts to shine, I hear the grumbling, but I pay it no mind. Open the windows, step out of the door, take a breath of that warmth, then ask, could I want any more? 'Cause it's summer in Britain, and I'm gonna make the most of it. From where I'm sitting, this is the perfect place. It's summer in Britain, and every time you moan about it, God kills a kitten, so just to shut your face. Out of the office and lie in the park, pour yourself a cold one and drink until it gets dark. This time of year is so hard to beat, 'cause the sun is shining and the weather is sweet, yeah. 'Cause it's summer in Britain, and I'm gonna make the most of it. From where I'm sitting, this is the perfect place. 'Cause it's summer in Britain, and every time you moan about it, God kills a kitten, so just to shut your face. The outlook for the next few days, clear skies, even warm weather with a gentle southeasterly breeze, take the edge off the heat right across the country. Temperatures around 88 or 31 Celsius, slightly cooler on the coast, warmer in the beer garden, and it's set to continue like this well into the weekend. My mom's gone to Iceland, me dad's in Dubai, the friends are in Magaluf, and I have no idea where that is. But while the sky is blue and the grass is warm to the touch, I'll be staying out for the summer, thank you very much. 'Cause it's summer in Britain, and I'm gonna make the most of it. From where I'm sitting, this is the perfect place. 'Cause it's summer in Britain, and every time you moan about it, God kills a kitten, so just to shut your face. 'Cause it's summer in Britain, and I'm gonna make the most of it. From where I'm sitting, this is the perfect place. 'Cause it's summer in Britain, and every time you moan about it, God kills a kitten, so just to shut your face.
Yeah, it was an interesting Skype session. I actually recorded a little bit of it. Would you would you like to hear some of what we said?
Excellent, yeah.
Okay, here it is. What do you think, Rob?
Marvelous.